A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not say a word in answer to her. His disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did an homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed from that hour. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, we have a strange gospel text today. But first of all, let me wish all of you a happy Feast of St. Dominic. For today is his feast, and Dominicans throughout the world will be celebrating. Therefore, for Dominicans, there are other readings that are often used, and they connect with the gospel text that we ourselves have today. The ordinary reading for the Feast of St. Dominic from the Gospel of Matthew also is, "You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world." The text perhaps reflects Dominic's deep reverence for human beings. We can think of some of those stories so familiar to Dominicans about how he sold parchment in the midst of a famine in Spain because he saw it more important to take care of the needs of the hungry than for him to have his own books, or how he at times prayed so incessantly for, "Lord, what will become of sinners?" Or the night he stayed up all evening with the innkeeper in Toulouse, attempting to help him to see the truth about the Catholic faith. Dominic's deep respect for everyone, and thus his recognition that indeed not simply he, but rather we are called to be the light of the world, a light which he saw in those to whom he preached, a potential. Reflecting for me Paul's own way of putting it differently when he said to each of us, "You are God's temple, and God's temple is holy, and that temple you are." Paul recognizing in each of us that distinct holiness. Matthew, or Jesus, in saying, "You are the light of the world," recognizing in the disciples, but beyond, that which indeed brings hope to others, the recognition of the dignity of every human person, a basis in a way for the modern development of human rights. Well, if we come back then to our gospel in Matthew today, it's rather strange because it seems as if here Jesus does not respect that Canaanite woman. He seems to have a very narrow sense at this point in his ministry, a narrow perspective about his mission, that it is only really for the Israelite and Jewish people, for the house of Israel, and indeed for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, is not called to those beyond, to the Gentile world, to the Syro-Phoenicians, to this Canaanite woman, to those in this region of Tyre and Sidon. But it's amazing that this story was retained by the evangelist, because it does not present Jesus at his best, but it helps us to have a clue into his own unfolding discernment of his mission and ministry, that at this point it seems as if he sees his mission only to the more narrow circle of those chosen people of the first covenant to whom he has been sent. But it's as if he learns from this woman, just as he does in another place from the Roman centurion when he says, I have not found faith like this in all of Israel. He gradually begins to see that that kind of faith which he desires among his own people, he sees elsewhere, and that therefore God's action in the world is not confined to God's chosen people. And in our world today, not confined only to those who even explicitly believe in Christ, but that the Holy Spirit cannot be confined. And so Jesus learns and eventually says, woman, great is your faith. In other words, in this text, Jesus comes to the awareness that every human person has that dignity, has that capacity for faith, has that inner depth, has indeed what elsewhere he might see in his disciples or others, that they are the salt of the earth, the light of the world. And so what Dominic later recognizes among those to whom he is sent, that these are all people deserving of reverence and respect from wherever they come, even the one considered to be heretical in his approach. Dominic takes time. The poor, the oppressed, Dominic takes time, shows concern. And so likewise, Jesus, as this one who has learned and is open to learning from this woman about how God is present and active even outside what we might ordinarily think of as the confines of salvation. That wide is God's mercy because wide is that creation which manifests the splendor of God. All of creation, all of life, all of human life. Indeed, we are taught by what Jesus himself learned that there is also truth in all religious traditions, even if as Christians we maintain the unique, universal, salvific, mediatorial role of Jesus. We see respect and affection for all religious traditions, just as we can learn from them, as Jesus learned Canaanite woman. Again, happy feast of St. Dominic.